WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With the 2024 election in its final days, voters have two very different economic plans to consider.
The former president really wants to extend those tax cuts. It was kind of his signature legislative accomplishment in his first term, lower tax rates for companies and for individuals and small businesses. Those tax cuts actually expire next year. So no matter who becomes president, it's going to be a big debate in Congress. And Vice President Harris has put forward policies that would kind of dramatically expand the government's role in trying to make housing more affordable. She also wants to give a tax credit for first-time homebuyers, $25,000 in down payment assistance.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Striking machinists at Boeing to vote Monday on the company's latest contract offer, 33,000 machinists have been on strike for 7 weeks. Federal highway officials announced $635 million in grants to repair or replace numerous old and outdated bridges across the 50 states. This is ABC. ABC's Karen Travers says Vice President Harris's election night plan is coming together.
The Harris-Walz campaign announced it will host its election night event at Howard University in Washington, D.C., the alma mater of Vice President Harris. Harris graduated from the historically black college in 1986. There she pledged Alpha Kappa Alpha, the first historically black sorority, which was founded at Howard. Harris used her alma mater's campus to prepare for her one debate against Donald Trump, and she occasionally worked from an office there while campaigning for the Democratic nomination in 2019. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Unclear if he'll ever fly for the Marines again. Marine investigators blaming the pilot of an F-35 warplane for ejecting when he didn't need to while trying to land in heavy rain at a base in South Carolina last year. The plane flew pilotless for another 11 minutes before crashing. Investigators determined there was no need to abandon the $100 million aircraft since an onboard computer was flying it. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Badgers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Wisconsin men's team with a 78-62 win over UW River Falls last night at the Kohl Center. Guard John Tanjay led the Badgers with 15 points, 2 assists, and was asked if these preseason games are helpful.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's something we all kind of expected going into this game, first game of the year. Coaches need a look from everyone. You know, we want to see what guys can do and where we can fit in as a team.
NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight in Memphis. They play the Grizzlies. Milwaukee looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers shorthanded at practice as they get ready to play the Lions on Sunday. 7 players, including Jordan Love, unable to go. Running back Josh Jacobs, dealing with a twisted ankle, asked if that's a lot for week 9 of the season.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, that's just the nature of this business, man. You know, you get later in the season, you have a lot more guys take a day or two. That's just this nature of this business.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Holiday movie season is about to kick off, and there are 2 big films to be released in the next couple weeks. And theater owners and studio executives are hoping they crush the gate. It's not quite Barbenheimer, but Gladiator 2 and Wicked both open November 22nd, and cumulatively are estimated to pull in almost $150 million to help kick off the holiday box office. Hopefully these films match the amount of buzz and hype that is brewing throughout Hollywood. A Hollywood actor is headed to prison for 12 months and a day for his part in the January 6th insurrection in 2021. 2021. Actor Jay Johnston has appeared in shows like Bob's Burgers, Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, and the critically acclaimed Mr. Show. According to NBC News, the actor, who was also in Anchorman and Men in Black 2, pleaded guilty to obstructing officers during civil disorder. According to Variety, the actor stole a police shield to help make a wall against police and pinned an officer against a doorframe and was arrested a month later. Tough way to get a new headshot. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow moving on out of here and skies eventually becoming partly cloudy. A blustery wind will back down overnight. Lower 20s anticipated by sunrise. On Friday, a chance to melt the snow, mostly sunny in lower 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I have D.C. Metro Police Officer Daniel Hodges. He was there on January 6th. We discuss. And first congressional district candidate Peter Barca. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. 6 minutes past the hour, and I believe that we have Phil Itner with us, our friend, the war correspondent, who's usually based out of Ukraine. Phil, are you there? Can you hear me?
Phil is trying.
We can hear you, but it's not working. So we're going to try and bump this back to the next segment. I think we'll bump this back. At least 10 minutes, and you can turn off his audio there. History of the high U.S. inflation rate has fallen to 2.1%. This is amazing news here. The personal consumption expenditures, PCE price index, rose at an annual rate of 2.1% last month, down from 2.2%. And you keep in mind, the Fed said that we want to get inflation to 2%, annual inflation to 2%. Well, it's a 2.1% last month, when you annualize last month's numbers. But what's really bizarre about this, and it really is, I think, an example of the power of right-wing hate media in the United States, is that the majority of Americans right now, or not an absolute majority, it's a little less than half, it's around 46% of Americans right now, believe we're in a recession. We are in the best economic shape that this country has literally ever been in. Unemployment is low. Inflation is low. Job opportunities are huge. I mean, it's just like things are really going well here in America right now. And yet, you know, half of voters believe that there's something really wrong. And why do they believe that? Because Donald Trump keeps telling them that. I mean, this is the old big lie strategy that Franklin Roosevelt talked about, when he said, if you just keep telling a lie over and over again. In fact, I can play that out of my 360 here. If you can put that up. Ready to go? Here it is, Franklin.
Remember, a number of years ago, there was a book, Mein Kampf, written by Hitler himself. The technique was all set out in Hitler's book, and it was copied by the aggressors of Italy and Japan. According to that technique, you should never use a small falsehood. Always a big one, for its very fantastic nature would make it more credible. If only you keep repeating it over and over and over again.
There you go. I mean, this is exactly what Trump is doing. By the way, it's Halloween. I just wanted to give you an update on this. So the Halloween is actually, it started as an old Celtic celebration called Samhain, which means summer's end in Celtic. It was an agricultural festival that started at sundown on October 31st and ended at sunrise the next day. It was like a couple thousand years ago. And it was traditionally associated with death. The belief was that as we're going into the period of death, you know, when the trees all lose their leaves and the plants all die, in other words, winter, that there was this moment when the wall between this world and the next world was thinnest and most easily penetrated. And then the Pope established All Saints Day, which was Halloween, which was you know, honoring former Catholic saints, people who had been canonized by the Catholic Church. And Halloween is short for All Hallows Eve, hallowed being another word for saint. So it's All Saints Day. Pope Gregory III moved All Saints Day from May, when it used to be, to November 1st in the mid 8th century. And thus, you know, we got Halloween. So now Samhain and Halloween share a date. And as a result of that, because of this fusion, we've got this pagan holiday that's and rituals that are, you know, merged with a Catholic, with a Catholic holiday. It's fascinating stuff. We have Phil? Oh, great. Well, yeah, let's just do that. Well, we can push this to 18. Phil Itner is on the line with us, our veteran war correspondent friend based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, and host of the On the Edge podcast. Hey, Phil, welcome back to the program.
Good to be back, Tom. I've got a guest with me, Malcolm Nance, as you well may know.
Yeah, Malcolm Nance. Malcolm, the door is always open for you here, too. Anytime you want to be on the program, I've been following you for years, and I know you've been on the show a couple times, but it's been quite a while. So what, either one of you guys, what's the latest out of Ukraine?
Well, I'm obviously not in Ukraine at the moment. I'm here at a guest studio where we just recorded an episode, Malcolm and I, looking forward to the U.S. presidential elections in the context of what it will mean for Ukraine, for Russia, for America, and its involvement in that war. And I'm going to turn it over to Malcolm to discuss just how important this vote is when it comes to this.
Okay, great. And if you guys can fix your mix minus so you're not feeding us back an echo, that'd be great. Hey, Malcolm.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
Well, let me put it this way. First off, you know, Ukraine has a 1,000-kilometer battlefront.
Malcolm, I can't hear you.
Called with the United States and NATO and European Union and other allies. They have incursed into the Kursk province inside of Russia, and Russia has responded by bringing in 10,000 North Korean troops. And in fact, the first North Koreans were killed on the battlefield in the last 2 days. Ukraine has actually captured one of them. So the war is not in the stalemate that you think it is. Russia does have made some small gains down in the south, but it's a very fluid situation. And what's going to determine whether Ukraine can win this war or not is going to happen next Tuesday. Whether we vote for democracy and a president who will sustain our allies and sustain Ukraine, or vote for a dictatorship and a president who has vowed to cut off all aid to Ukraine, including his vice president nominee, J.D. Vance, has said they would cut off all aid to Ukraine. And you could see a circumstance in the next 90 to 100 days, if they win, besides the fact that we teeter into dictatorship, a United States that not only cuts off all aid, but could in fact order the armed forces to assist Russia in terms of intelligence and other resources, and this war would become a European-only war. But then again, you have a United States that is run away from everything the American experiment is about. So we're in a very grave period in history.
Yeah, I could not agree more. It absolutely is. We're really struggling with the audio from you guys, so I'm going to keep this segment really short. If either one of you want to give us, Malcolm, you just mentioned that, you know, Ukraine is still hanging on. Increasingly, it seems to me like they're hanging on by their fingernails. But, you know, like you said, on Tuesday is going to decide the fate and future of, frankly, I don't think just Ukraine. I think, you know, if Putin takes Ukraine, he's not going to stop there. He's going to go for Poland. He's going to go for the Baltic states. And I'm concerned if we pull out of NATO, which Trump has basically said he wants to do, that the NATO countries will not have the power to really resist Russia. And, you know, this could lead to World War III, or could just lead to Russia doing what Germany did in the period from 1939 to the mid-40s, you know, basically taking over much of Europe. If either of you want to respond to that?
Well, let me make this clear first. Ukraine is not hanging on by its fingernails. If you drive across Ukraine, it's 18 hours end to end if you drive 70 miles per hour. The war is in the last 30 to 45 minutes of that drive. There is a battlefront. It is being sustained, but they are not losing this war at all. What we need to do is have a breakout situation where Ukraine's have the arms and weapons to take care of it. But should they collapse over the next couple of years, then Russia will be a direct threat to NATO.
I agree completely, Tom. And there's another issue to take into consideration. Having just come from Ukraine, they are watching us intensely because we have had a policy in Ukraine that has been mostly incrementalism under, in particular, Jake Sullivan, his national security advisor for the Biden administration. Ukrainians are hoping that when Americans go to the ballot box, they'll keep this in mind and that when it'll happen that Harris comes in, that position will change and will be more supportive. Obviously, Ukrainians also aware that if Trump gets in, they'll be sold down the river.
Yeah, I completely agree. And this is a pivotal election. War and peace are on the ballot. And if Trump is elected, it's going to be a disaster in Europe. Phil Ittner and Malcolm Nance, thanks, guys, so much for dropping by today. It's always great to see
you. Keep it in mind when you go to the voting box.
There you go. Yeah, get out and vote. This is going to be a turnout election, nothing else. The great Phil Ittner and the great Malcolm Nance. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls right after this break.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 910 AM WBZH and the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You always have to consistently, till the day you die, stand up and fight for those rights. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for your neighbors and your friends and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, that they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close on November 5th. I'm James Kelly. Count on us on air at 910 WBZH, on the web at buzzofthenorth.com, and always on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so
point for me.
Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of your popular dog food corporations use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that'd raise a big red flag for you, right? Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. Instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could have enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM. Or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Deceived from within, fight like hell was his battle cry sound. Echoes of chaos as the world spun round. Halloween's scariest thing is a ghost in the night. It's a leader who laughs at what's wrong and what's right. He stirs up the fear, brings the hate and the lies. America's shadows fill with his cries. He came a sickness, a pandemic's wrath. He told us it vanished, just a false path. Reach injections and lies as the numbers climbed high. And thousands more suffered under his eye. Halloween's scariest thing is a ghost in the night. It's a leader who laughs at what's wrong and what's right. He stirs up the fear, brings the hate and the lies. America's shadows filled with his cries.
Thing, isn't it, ghost? Yeah, good song for Halloween. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, John in Bellingham, Washington. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. You know, the Republicans have such a narrow margin in the House of Representatives. How many of the, you know, I would guess that the number of Republicans that are under investigation by the Justice Department for colluding with Russia has to be greater than the margin that the Republicans have in the House. And I wouldn't be surprised. And well, here's my take. If the Republicans use the Supreme Court and start disregarding the will of the people, I wouldn't be upset if the Justice Department arrested some of these Republican representatives to keep them from voting. Yeah. If the Supreme Court tosses it to the House of Representatives, yeah. Why not? Why can't we play dirty if they play dirty? We're following the law, right?
No, I get what you're saying, John, and I don't think that it's half of the Republican caucus, but there are some Republicans in both the House and Senate who clearly have been either colluding with Russia or colluding with people who are colluding with Russia. Absolutely.
Right. Their margin is very narrow. Right now, four, maybe five?
Right, but the speech and debate clause is what they're using to protect themselves. The Constitution says that, you know, you can't go after a member of Congress for anything that they do that's part of their official duties. In fact, this is partially the basis of the immunity that the Supreme Court gave to Donald Trump. And
Right. But if they are actively, if there's evidence that they're actively, you know, on the take, basically from the Russians, from the Russian oligarchs, it doesn't, you know, that is treason against the United States.
Yeah, I'm not sure that any of them are actively on the take here. I think that it's more like they're supporting the guy who's on the take, which is Trump.
And if they have evidence, even if they don't think they could get the conviction, they could take them out of commission for a few months. And I honestly think if they have evidence that they're doing that, I think they should be in jail and held in jail until trial.
Yeah,
and
I can't disagree with you, John.
But is Donald Trump.
No, I get it. I get you're getting redundant here. But yes, I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree. It's not going to happen, but I get it. Scott, thank you for the call. Scott in Oakland, California. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just was getting worried about my ballot, which I mailed Saturday. I get ballot tracks. Notifications when my ballot gets counted, and I hadn't gotten my ballot tracks notification. And not only that, but I got a thing today from ballot tracks saying, or from the county registrar saying last day to get my ballot in the mail or something. Anyway, so I thought, oh my God, where's my ballot? So I called the county registrar's office, and they said that ballot tracks is down. So if you're depending on getting confirmation back, and I believe ballot tracks is nationwide, because when I went on their site, they asked what state I was in. So anyway, check your county registrars to make sure your ballot's been counted. Because I said, how long would it take for me to get notification if my ballot, there was a problem with my signature or something? And she said, we'd mail out notification, and there's no time between now and Tuesday.
Sure.
So it's really important. And one other thing, I called you earlier in the week. Sorry about the second call, but you about Puerto Rico. You had mentioned whether or not that had Trump denied money, and I didn't know at the time, but I found out yesterday that he indeed sequestered $20 billion in HUD money that was supposed to go.
Yeah, for 3 years.
And they changed. I think you mentioned that yesterday. Sorry, sorry to bring it up, but I just heard that on another show yesterday. So so Ben Carson helped him deny housing money to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Scott. Thank you for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own.
but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With the 2024 election in its final days, voters have two very different economic plans to consider.
The former president really wants to extend those tax cuts. It was kind of his signature legislative accomplishment in his first term, lower tax rates for companies and for individuals and small businesses. Those tax cuts actually expire next year. So no matter who becomes president, it's going to be a big debate in Congress. And Vice President Harris has put forward policies that would kind of dramatically expand the government's role in trying to make housing more affordable. She also wants to give a tax credit for first-time homebuyers, $25,000 in down payment assistance.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Striking machinists at Boeing to vote Monday on the company's latest contract offer, 33,000 machinists have been on strike for 7 weeks. Federal highway officials announced $635 million in grants to repair or replace numerous old and outdated bridges across the 50 states. This is ABC.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff is proposing legislation that would help keep film and TV production here in the United States. Variety reports that the film industry has wanted these incentives for a long time to help keep production from going overseas. Production in the U.S. has dropped consistently the last 3 years. Variety says the federal incentives would supplement incentives that already exist in states like Georgia, New Mexico, and Illinois. The shower scene in the film Psycho is iconic and made people scared to take showers. Compared to a new shower scene in Terrifier 3, the Psycho scene would be considered subtle, maybe even a love scene. Terrifier 3 is getting attention from the amount of people walking out of the film absolutely disgusted with said scene. One person in the UK actually vomited while watching the scene where two lovers are chainsawed to death in the shower. Filmmakers used 110 gallons of blood. What's really scary is there were probably some people in the audience watching with a smile on their face. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Holiday movie season is about to kick off, and there are two big films to be released in the next couple weeks. And theater owners and studio executives are hoping they crush the gate. It's not quite Barbenheimer, but Gladiator 2 and Wicked both open November 22nd and cumulatively are estimated to pull in almost $150 million to help kick off the holiday box office. Hopefully these films match the amount of buzz and hype that is brewing throughout Hollywood. A Hollywood actor is headed to prison for 12 months and a day for his part in the January 6th insurrection in 2021. Actor Jay Johnston has appeared in shows like Bob's Burgers, Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, and the critically acclaimed Mr. Show. According to NBC News, the actor, who was also in Anchorman and Men in Black 2, pleaded guilty to obstructing officers during civil disorder. According to Variety, the actor stole a police shield to help make a wall against police and pinned an officer against a doorframe and was arrested a month later. Tough way to get a new headshot. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow moving on out of here and skies eventually becoming partly cloudy. A blustery wind will back down overnight. Lower 20s anticipated by sunrise. On Friday, a chance to melt the snow, mostly sunny in lower 40s. Right now, it's 31.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, could there be winds of change blowing through the northern part of Wisconsin? We'll talk to Kyle Kilborn running against Tom Tiffany. Join us.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Crack. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Ellen in Weldon, California. Hey, Ellen, what's on your mind today?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Just fine.
Okay, because I'm on my headphones here.
Yeah.
Okay, my question. You know, we need direction on what to do on November 6th and beyond in order to protect ourselves and our country from a revengeful and humiliated MAGA that will wreak havoc when they lose the election or they steal it. I feel that someone like Timothy Snyder in On Tyranny gave a really good what can we do type of thing when we're in that situation. Do you have anything else you'd like to say about it or give some resources?
I don't. It's going to be... Number one, I suspect that for all the sturm and drang we're hearing from Trump and his right-wing buddies and particularly the militia guys that, you know, we're going to be out in the streets and we're going to be, there's going to be a revolution if we don't win. And I think that's going to fizzle. You know, outside of January 6th, 4 years ago, that was about it, you know. I think their power and their numbers are wildly exaggerated. So while, you know, if Trump is elected, I'm expecting that a lot of people will be out in the streets just like they were in January, on January 21st, 2021. Women wearing those pussy hats, you know, with the little ears on them, the pink hats.
Yep, I had one of them.
Yeah, there you go.
I've been on many a march.
I would expect something like that. But, you know, it's just really hard to predict, Ellen. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think it's going to be as crazy and chaotic as we're all worried that it might be, but the Republicans are clearly doing absolutely everything they can to cause that to happen with all these lawsuits and purging people from voting rolls, and Texas just shut off early voting, so now, you know, you can't vote until next Tuesday in Texas, and, you know, it's just all these little things, you know, added together. This is how the Republicans think they're going to win, is by basically, you know, scheming and sneaking and stealing. And, you know, I think it's a remote possibility, but I don't know what we can do beyond that, beyond just showing up in the streets and speaking out loudly. I'm sorry, I don't have a glib answer for you, Ellen.
It's funny that I've asked the same question. I put it into Kamala. I've put it into Biden. I've put it into Heather Cox Richardson. And Timothy Snyder, I read his book back in 2017. I said, there's some answers. Mm-hmm. And I would really suggest to people at least read On Tyranny.
Yeah.
I almost think that's going to be like a little Bible if something goes down and we've got to be able to have something to be able to have some direction on what to do.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you, Ellen, and his book is brilliant, and Timothy is brilliant, and he has a brilliant newsletter also over on Substack that's worth subscribing to.
Yeah, that's what I listened to also.
Yeah.
Yes, and his last Substack was terrific on Tyranny and just the highlights, because you can tell in his voice.
Yep.
He's concerned. He's worried.
He is, and he's been doing these little video clips over on Substack. Yep. Ellen, I got to move along. Thank you for the call. It's great to hear
from
you. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Hi there.
Hey.
Yes. Thank you for your dystopia. For a second, I thought I was hearing Mark Maron back in Morning's Edition when he was doing his sci-fi bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark's a good guy. Been a long time, but yeah.
Exactly. Right. So, I just want to remind the would-be Trump voters that President Kamala can give them a utopia, even educated white men like myself, where maybe we can retire a little earlier or have a shorter work year or even a shorter work week for the same money or more, you know, and reduce the national debt, not just by $3 trillion, but let's aim for six. Heck, you know, let's roll it back to Y2K. And it wouldn't be that much pain. We could even pull a Ronald Reagan. Maybe we can get back the 50% tax rate that he put at that in 81. So there's a lot of things we have to offer, because right now Trump is offering the two utopias, the world of the apartment and Mad Men, but also he's being presented as Harrison Bergeron, you know, as a man of talent amidst a world of mediocrities. Of course, that's wrong.
Yeah.
So we have something, we have our own fairy tale, as brilliant as your dystopia was.
Okay.
So thank you, and happy holidays.
Okay, thank you, David. Back at you. Michael in Princeton, Minnesota. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just got a quick question. These states that don't want to certify their votes are almost all red.
Yeah.
What happens if Kamala Harris turns around and certifies the votes that are submitted without them? And then the Republicans are going to have to contend with the voters. I know you're disenfranchising an awful lot of voters, but, I mean, if they have to turn around and answer to their voters, you know, it might teach the Republicans a lesson. I don't know if that can even be done, because all her position is ministerial.
That's right, and the revised version of the law, they updated that law, and it just really clarifies the fact that the vice president basically has no power in this situation, but the House and Senate do have a lot of power, and if 1/5 of both bodies challenges the election, then really bad stuff could happen. And I think that's Trump's little secret that he's got with Mike Johnson, is that the Republicans are actually planning on challenging the election if Trump loses, and trying to throw it to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court will try to throw it to the House of Representatives. The thing that will prevent that is not having a close election. It's got to be a blowout election, and that's what we've got to do. Michael, thank you for the call. Craig in Santa Cruz, California. Hey, Craig, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you very much for your show. I really appreciate it. I just wanted to make a comment that I'm not seeing people talk about or even mention. I think most people are familiar with Donald Trump's narcissism, but they're not mentioning or talking about his histrionic nature. Because a histrionic, with a narcissist, they generally want good attention. With someone that's histrionic, bad or good attention doesn't matter. They just have to be the center of it, and they'll do whatever it takes to be the center of that attention, including creating turmoil, wreaking havoc, or, you know, in the circumstance of being a president, starting World War III, if it meant them being the center of attention. So they don't distinguish bad from good, and I think we need to really pay close attention to that in order to understand, because that's really his mode of operandi. More than any single characteristic trait of his narcissism is his obsession with being the center of attention.
Are you a psychology professional, Craig?
No, I research psychology a lot.
Is there a name for the histrionic personality disorder, or something I've never heard of? But I know what histrionic means.
It's generally
is this in the DSM?
Yeah, and it's generally attention seeking based, and it's. Uh-huh. Historically, it was called hysterical personality disorder. It was more common in women than men. But today, it's you're seeing a lot more common in males as well as females. So
right,
it's
histrionic.
Very common.
Yeah. And AKA the Republican snowflake syndrome. I got it. Craig, excellent point. And one that you're right, is largely missed in the media. Thank you very much for sharing that. That was a great contribution to the program. David in San Francisco. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thanks, Tom. And regarding that last caller, if I remember right, Trump has nothing to gain he's got nothing to lose at this point. He's going to have prison if he doesn't get elected.
Correct.
So I expect he's panicking. And, to put a psychological tag on him might be accurate or it might not, but when you've got somebody that's cornered, a rat that's cornered, they're striking out and they're doing every technique that Roy Cohn could ever think of.
Yeah, there's no limits. So, there's absolutely no limits.
Yeah. Hey, well, yesterday you were talking about, and I'm guessing that it was the UN Biodiversity Conference, and that there was a, the currents in the Atlantic, or do they go clockwise up the Atlantic seaboard in America, cross over Iceland, and then drop down along Europe, and that because the North Pole is melting so fast, it's putting fresh water into the salt water mix.
Right. It's mostly Greenland's melt, but yes.
Okay. Well, in any case, the salt water could actually come to a halt.
That's correct.
That current.
Yeah, if the density of that water at that point, I mean, it's hundreds of millions of gallons a second that's flowing.
Right.
So it's going to take a little more, But the consensus, the IPCC consensus, had been that the AMOC, this current, the Great Conveyor Belt, would not be at risk until 2100. But now this letter that was signed by a whole bunch of climate scientists, and I don't know if it came out of that conference or not. I'm sorry, David. But Michael Mann was one of the signatories, and I still think we should get him on and talk about it, said that they think it could happen as soon as 10 to 20 years from now, which is shocking.
Horrible, yeah. Well, so when you were talking about it yesterday, you said this conference, the biodiversity conference, I guess it started on the 21st of October and it'll run till tomorrow. And I think you mentioned that there was actually a shouting match about that. And I'm wondering if you, was there video footage of it? Was there?
I think you must be thinking of somebody else because I don't recall bringing up any of that. I'm unaware of the conference, so I think you must be confusing me with somebody else or some other article.
That was your show. Maybe it was another caller. I don't know. Maybe it was one of your three.
I don't know.
I was trying to get attribution.
If it was, I missed it, David. I'm sorry. I just don't know. What I do know is, and you can fairly easily plug it into a search engine. You know, the Great Conveyor Belt or the Atlantic Current shutting down and. Plug in Michael Mann's name, M-A-N-N, and it should pop right up. David, I got to run. Thank you for the call. 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, come on, give me a break. The Republicans on the Supreme Court got that one really wrong.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert.
Right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the
You got Amish. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a 1-point Harris lead, 48-47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know almost one-third of Americans have no religion and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms, they're all decided by who we elect. And that's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They're dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Just go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to receive a free issue of FFRSF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Ghostly whispers and haunting sighs. They moan and wail with a mournful tone. For the living cast the vote we've known. Goblins, the ghouls, for all the lost souls under old grave rules. They wish they could stand, but they're bound to the dust. So make your mark now, for them it's a must.
No matter how scary it is. Welcome back. Bruce in Austin, Texas. Hey, Bruce, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. So I'm an election judge in Travis County. That's in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Austin.
And you, yeah, exactly. And thereabouts. So there's two things. One is the suspense thing you're talking about. When the county puts a suspense on someone's record, all it is they haven't voted in a couple of elections, and they want you to fill out an SOR. It's just a statement of residence.
Okay. Don't get a provisional ballot if you're on the suspense list?
That's exactly correct. Okay. Yeah. So we've done over almost 11,000 voters at my location. Mm-hmm. And we probably put out only about 20 provisionals.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And those were not people on the suspense list. Those were people who simply weren't registered?
No. The suspense list is when someone is registered and haven't voted in several elections.
Right.
So it's their way of saying, do you still live at this
right,
address?
Right. And it's the precursor of removing you from the voting rolls altogether, right? After two elections?
Nobody's ever told me that they've been removed because of that.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Okay.
But it's possible, but I've just never heard of it. And the second thing is that we still have two more days of early voting.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And good. I'm glad to hear that. I thank you for correcting me because I had a caller yesterday who said that yesterday was the last day of early voting in Texas. I just took their word for it. I shouldn't have done that. Thank you, Bruce.
So Texas has a lot of counties, like 240-something counties.
Mm-hmm.
And every county has their little rules, but the state rules are, we basically follow state rules.
Mm-hmm.
But so to save money, they've had some locations stay open from 7 to 10 instead of 7 to 7,
mm-hmm.
just to shut down a couple locations. And I work at one of those locations that are 7 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, so we have two more days of early voting, and I hope everybody who is listening to this in Texas votes.
That's great. Thank you for clarifying that, Bruce. I really appreciate it. And what's your sense of how the election's going down there in Texas?
I make it a point to not look at what people are doing,
mm-hmm.
like how they're voting. But what I do say is that the turnout is more than I've ever seen it. And I've been doing elections for 15 years.
Well,
I've never seen a turnout like this.
That's a good sign for democracy, I would think, and probably a good sign for Democrats.
Sure is.
Hopefully.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Bruce, thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the correction. Thank you. Ben in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Ben. You got the last minute this hour.
Tom.
What's up?
Fantastic. Listen, I've been listening for a long time. You do a great job. I really appreciate you. I refer to you as my other boyfriend.
Okay. So what's up,
Sometimes
Ben?
To my wife, I'm like, you know, my boyfriend says, anyway, listen, I don't think that the right is going to get violent because they are not willing to put their comfort, convenience, and ultimately their well-being / lives on the line for a person that's clearly a fraud,
mm-hmm.
and who has, you know, built their entire career on the illusion of being a leader.
And he got a couple thousand of them to do that on January 6th, and a lot of them are in prison right now, and that's got to take a lot of steam out of the movement.
That's right. There's a very tiny slice of people that would actually pick up a weapon and go into the street. And for those people, after the first 48 hours, they're going to need cigarettes. They're going to need bacon. I mean, it's just not going to go well.
Yeah. 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 I think
anyway,
we're hearing a lot of big talk, and I'm guessing that there won't be a lot of big action. Although I am concerned about stochastic terrorism, about the possibility that you're going to see lone wolves out there, you know, killing people. But we'll see. Ben, thank you. Thank you very much. Good to hear from you. Let's see. Oh, W. Mondale Robinson is going to be with us on the other side of this break. You are going to find this segment absolutely fascinating after all this sturm and drang about black male voters. Stick around. You're going to want to listen to this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison entertainment critic and CityCast Madison editor Rob Thomas. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr will be here for Bar Band Friday Night with some most excellent new tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.